Shalom, today's daf yomi is Pesachim daf kuf yud alef, Pesachim 111. Again, today's daf yomi is referring to the topic that we've been discussing previously about concerns about witchcraft and sorcery and all sorts of demonology that was appearing in the time of the Talmud. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara cites a braisa in the middle of 111a, Shlosha Eimimatz, and there are three things that the law is that they're not allowed to pass between two men, V'lo Mitamtsin, and also a man is not allowed to pass between them. And if he does, it's possible he's going to come to into a dangerous situation. What are the three things? V'elina Kelev V'adekal V'ayisha, a dog, palm tree, and a woman. V'yesh Omer Ma'afa Chazir, and some say also a pig. V'yesh Omer Ma'afa Nachash, and some say also a snake. V'imimatsin, and if they will, if these things will pass between the two men, what's going to be the law? Maita kante, how should he save himself? So says Rav Papa, Niftach, he's supposed to begin with a verse that begins with the word El, V'navsik be'El. He starts with a verse that begins with the word El and concludes with a verse that ends with the word El. As it states, and an example of this verse is El Motziyami Mitzrayim Ketoa Fotra Emo. And also the next pasuk says, Kilona Chash B'Yakov Lo Kesem B'Yisrael Ke'et Yemer L'Yakov Lo Yisrael Ma'pa El El. Or inami, or alternatively, says the Gemara, niftach below, v'navsik below. He should start with a verse that starts with low, and end, and then go to a verse that ends with the word low. So the Gemara says, hani beitrei, these, let's say there are two men, dematzalu isha nida, that a woman who was in her menstrual flow passed between them, im tchilas nida sahi, if this is the beginning of her nida period, horeges echamehen. So then she's going to be killing or really, Ben Yoyada says it doesn't mean she actually kills them, but she damages them. So that's what she's going to do to one of them. But if it's the end of her period of Nida, then she's going to cause a fight between them. So my takante, what do they do to fix this? Niftach be'el v'nafsik be'el. Again, they should say these verses that start with the word El and then a verse that ends with El. And then the Gemara continues, Hani Trei Nashi Diyat, and there were two women who were sitting by Parashas Drachim, and they're on the crossroads, Chada Bahai Gisa Dishvil, one's on one side of the road, Chada Be'idach Gisa, and the other's on the other side, Umekavne Napayu Adadi, and they're facing each other. So then the Gemara says, Vadai B'chshafim Askinan, certainly they're engaging in magic or sorcery. So that was the understanding, that if women were sitting on the crossroads facing each other, they believed that that was a place of witches. So my takante, what should you do to fix that so you don't get hurt by them? If there's another path that you could go on, don't go down that path. If you have no path, if you have another person with you, switch your hands with each other. You should each put your hands with each other, and then you're going to pass, meaning holding hands. But if there's nobody else there, name Achi, you should say the following. Igros Azlos Asya Pelusia, these are the names of demons. And those are the demons that deal with witchcraft, and mitkatli b'chek kaval, and say that they're already killed with arrows. So that's the way to defeat them. So then the Gemara adds, Haiman tepaga beitasa beinna desalka. Let's mitfilas mitzvah. Let's say there's a person who encountered a woman when she was leaving her immersion that she did on the night where she's supposed to be with her husband. Iil kadim, if the man will precede this woman, umeshamish, and he'll have relations before she does. Achadale lididei ruach sinunim, then he's going to be grabbed by a licentious spirit. But if she is the one who goes home first, umeshamsha, and she has her own relations, then she is going to be the one who's grabbed by a licentious spirit. And so says the Gemara, Maita Kente, what do you do to be saved from this? You say the following, that you say this verse from Psalms, he who pours contempt upon princes and causes them to wander in the waste when there is no way, and that's how you're protected from this licentious spirit. So from the Gemara, it's very clear. I mean, a lot of these discussions we can't relate to today because they understood the need to be not just a woman's scientific menstrual flow as biological, but also to be this like demonology and sorcery. And so this is very hard for us to relate to. But already there's hints to the fact that this is irrelevant to us, even though they're in the Sephardic community, like the Rimagash and the Ramban. There were concerns that they used to prevent women from being engaged in some of the household duties during their time of their flow. The Tosfos already writes that this is limited. Tosfos writes Dibur Maskalim that this is only if they're engaging in magic. But if they're not engaging in magic or sorcery, you don't have to be concerned about it. And indeed, the Shevet HaLevi, a contemporary posik, he points out that, you know, that these things are really not relevant at all today. And if a person says, oh, I want to engage in it because it's a way of piety and holiness, no, that's not this. There are other things you have to do first in order to get to the level of piety and holiness, and this is not something that should be that can easily be translated into our modern lives. In fact, it's coming from a place where they assumed that there was magic and witchcraft associated with it. But today in our world, we know that that's completely far from the truth, and it's not in that context relevant. For what is relevant for us is to engage ourselves in a pure and spiritual manner, and that's the upshot of this Gemara.